FM HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock at the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton, WBAP 24/7 News. Now, the homeowners did not smell gas, but the neighbors say they did. We'll have that story coming up after your first weather and traffic.
Morning clouds giving way to sunshine today, but it's still going to be chilly and breezy. 44 the high temperature this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows dipping down to the mid-20s. Then heading into Monday, sunshine a bit milder at 47. On Christmas Eve, it'll be sunny with a high temperature at 53. And on Christmas Day, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower to the south of the Metroplex. 20% coverage by then. High temperature, 54. For 24/7 News, I'm News 8 meteorologist Julie Bologna.
Still have partly cloudy skies now. 35 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. In Dallas, the wreck on northbound 75 Central Expressway at Bryan Street cleared. Police still working, though, a wreck on Highland Road at Ferguson Road. And Fort Worth is checking in accident-free. Well, a North Richland Hills home exploded just after 4 o'clock yesterday.
The blast occurred when a small girl reportedly turned on a light switch. News 8's Jobin Panicker spoke with a family member.
For Marvin and Uncle, it is a painful image.
All I could do was hold her until they got here. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I was in shock myself.
Jennifer Ryan from Atmos Energy said their first concern after securing the neighborhood was the well-being of the girl who received burns to 40% of her body. Mickey Briggs, 24/7 News.
Severe weather, including two reported tornadoes hitting Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi on Saturday. Two people reported killed. Bill Budding, a meteorologist with the Storm Prediction Center, says there are still storm warnings. And Budding says the rough weather will start dying out later today.
We have a number of warnings in effect from Pennsylvania southward through West Virginia at the moment, and the line of thunderstorms continues to move east, and more warnings will undoubtedly be issued.
In Covington, Kentucky, police say they're dealing with a standoff situation with a military veteran which started last night. They say they believe other people are inside the home in which he's barricaded. Here's Covington Police Chief Spike Jones.
We understand that the gentleman is a decorated veteran of the United States military, and I can only imagine maybe some of the pressures that he's under and the things that he's endured in his life and his career.
And two gunshots reportedly were heard, but no reports yet of anyone injured. The soldier convicted of misdemeanor in a case argued by gun rights advocates, not giving up his court fight.
The attorney for U.S. Army Master Sergeant Christopher Grisham has filed a notice of his intent to appeal Grisham's November conviction for interfering with the duties of a public servant. The Temple Daily Telegram reports that a Temple police officer arrested Grisham while he and his son were hiking for a Boy Scout merit badge. Grisham was carrying an AR-15 rifle and a concealed handgun, both legally. The officer arrested Grisham after trying to take the weapons because the officer said he feared for his safety. A jury gave Grisham a fine, but no jail time. Grisham's attorney says in his motion that prosecutors' claims were not supported by the evidence. Rick Hadley, 24/7 News.
And as 2013 winds down, people and companies are looking ahead to the coming year. WBAP's Jim Ryan tells us what they're seeing in that crystal ball.
North Texas defense contractors are hoping that a budget agreement in Washington means some sense of stability in their programs at Fort Worth-based Bell Helicopter.
We're obviously trying to get through some of the challenge of the U.S. government budget, as well as some of the lingering economic issues around the world. But nonetheless, still, I think, a bright future.
Bell's Brian Chase says a major local challenge is transportation and moving in more people and facilities in 2014. Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
Again, looking for a high today of 44 degrees. It's partly cloudy, 35 degrees at DFW Airport. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton, and we've got Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening coming up next on WBAP.
Welcome to our holiday bus tour of Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're not the eighth wonder of the world. We're just a big, friendly place run by wine lovers for wine lovers.
On your left is every Chardonnay ever made.
Now, that's an exaggeration. It's only about 750 Chardonnays. We travel the world to find the best wines, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
8,000 different wines.
Okay, that one's true.
2,500 different beers.
True.
3,000 spirits.
True.
And friendly, helpful wine experts at every turn.
Okay, well, yeah, that's also true,
and
but...
Total Wine & More always has the lowest prices anywhere.
Well, yeah, you know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
And right here, we have an announcer who's bragging.
Sorry.
That's okay. Here, have some wine.
Is that a Malbec?
Sure.
For the holidays, you'll find 2,400 wines priced under $10. Maximum holiday shopping, minimum holiday spending. Total Wine and More.
Clarity Windows is going to be turning some big corners with new windows and so much more this coming new year. But because you're part of the WBAP family, they're going to pull back the curtain for just a little bit and offer next year's windows at this year's biggest discount, a minimum $100 off per window. And now every window Clarity sells up and down the product line will blend seamlessly with your home in virtually any exterior color. And Clarity has new technology, new UV coatings to protect your carpet, drapes, and furniture better. And this is a once-and-done deal. See, no window, no matter how much it costs, is better than its installation. That's why you want to make sure you call Clarity, the window experts. This is precision work that Clarity could never back with a lifetime warranty unless they knew it was being done right. You can add real beauty, comfort, and value along with security to your home and huge energy savings month after month for as long as you own your home. Just be sure to call by December 31st to get next year's windows at this year's greatest discount. Here's the number, 1-888-458-3630. That's 1-888-458-3630. Clarity. Windows.com.
WBAP.
Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary Traveland, you're right. Thank you very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're so glad to have you attuned to WBAP this morning, and we are here for the next 2 hours to talk about the plants at your place by calling 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227, and the time to call is right now. And so I hope you'll do that. We're here to talk about gardening, and we'll look ahead towards spring gardening. We can talk about anything that you might have on your mind. To some degree, I can help you a little bit with your trees, but I will tell you that if there's a question about how much do you prune or where do you prune a damaged tree from the ice storm, probably that information needs to come from a certified arborist, but I'll tackle it if you think you have something that I can help you with. I'd love to have the chance to have some dialogue, because otherwise it will be monologue, and I know me, and that would be boring. So please do call if you have time. We'll try to do it quickly so you won't be on hold very long, and that will be pretty much what we're trying to accomplish for this day. There, I have my call screen up. That will help Lee. And I see that Steve Huddleston is there, the senior horticulturist in the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. We're going to go there right now. Steve, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very, very much. And that could be the title for a Botanic Garden report.
Well, it is. In fact, our garden center is still beautifully decorated for Christmas with a theme of Sweet Dreams of Christmas. We have gorgeous hanging wreaths, beautifully decorated trees, poinsettias, and a train in the hallway, all of which make a perfect backdrop for pictures. So it's a beautiful place to visit this time of the year.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. How about Christmas shopping? I know one thing I always recommend is a membership to the Botanic Garden, because it comes with so many benefits. And there are some other things that you can purchase at the Botanic Garden. Tell us where and what.
Well, we have a gift shop as you leave the Japanese Garden. It's called the Treasure Tree Gift Shop, and it's full of beautiful merchandise, including jewelry, clothing, and books. And, of course, you could pick up an application for membership in the Botanical Society there, so that's a great place to stop. And a great stocking stuffer idea is to purchase tickets for Butterflies in the Garden. That's our special event coming up March 1 through April 6th, but tickets are on sale now through a link on our website, so people can go there and buy tickets for that.
And that's a timed entrance, so you have to have the tickets ahead of time, okay?
Exactly.
And it sells out, as I recall.
Yes, so now, you know, tickets for, as a stocking stuffer, that's a great idea. Buy your tickets now and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And finally, I thought I might mention a plant. And as I looked around the garden this week, I saw one that is blooming, and it has a wonderful fragrance, and that is loquat. Right now, it's loaded with clusters of very fragrant flowers. This is an evergreen tropical tree that is a member of the rose family. It's native to south central China. It grows about 15 feet tall, often multi-trunked. It does best in full sun and well-drained soil. It even tolerates alkaline soil. And we have one behind the Garden Club headquarters building that is absolutely beautiful. It's probably about 12 feet tall. and just loaded with flowers that are quite fragrant. This tree is drought tolerant once established. It's hardy in zones 8A through 11. Although the flowers and fruit can be damaged by temperatures, you know, at 26 or 28. So we might have sustained some damage during that ice storm. But the flowers are still on the tree. We'll have to see. This ours is in a rather protected place, so we'll see what happens.
It seems like it's blooming kind of late. I thought they normally bloomed in late October, November.
Well, this one's blooming now. It may have started blooming then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do last a long time. Okay, yeah. So you've always been honest with them. Well, I ask you to be honest here. Did you see the flowers first or smell the flowers first?
I smelled them.
You always do. They're not especially pretty. They aren't pretty at all, in fact. But my goodness, they and Eleagnus are the two.
Yes.
Well, and sweet olive, Osmanthus. The fragrances of fall are just so incredible. That's great. We've had this discussion on many plants, Steve, over the years that we've been doing these reports. I live in a hardiness zone, one colder than where the Botanic Garden is, and yet I'm in the Metroplex, and I can't grow loquat because it freezes. I love that plant. I grew up in College Station, and it was around.
Oh, yeah.
And the winter of 82, I think, got them down there even. But it is so pretty. It's a lot of people are planting them, and I hope we have mild winters the rest of our lives. That would be wonderful. That plant is just fabulous. If you do ever get fruit, it's a member of the rose family. It's called Japanese plum, another common name for it. And it makes great jelly. Invite me over. That's great.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's what we have. What we need to do now is tell people how to find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Bring your nostrils and your deep breaths with you, and you will enjoy loquats. How do we find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive, across from Trinity Park.
Steve, do we need to mention any special hours? Is that all on the website?
It should be on the website, yes. We will be closed on Christmas Day, of course, but we're open the other days.
All right. And the 24-hour information number?
That is 817-392-5510.
Have one other question of housekeeping for you, and that is, if we go to the gift shop at the Japanese Garden, do we need to pay admittance into the Japanese Garden, or is there an entrance?
Oh, there's a separate entrance.
Yeah, I think people need to know that so they don't get there and get discouraged. All right, that's the Japanese Garden, and that would be through the original entrance of the Botanic Garden, the one closer to 30.
Yes.
And so what we need now is the website, isn't it?
That is fwbg.org.
All right. I sure appreciate you, and I hope you and your family have a safe and a wonderful Christmas, Steve.
Well, thank you very much.
Talk to you next year, next week, last one of this year. All right. Take care. Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by the great people and the great products of Sunburst Shutters. If you're thinking about replacing old window treatments because you walk by the windows and you say, wow, it's cold in this house, and plus, I don't like the neighbor there who got a giant telescope for Christmas. And you say, I think I want some other kind of shutter, and that's where Sunburst Shutters comes in. Actually, all kidding aside, I was shutting ours the other night, and we have landscape lighting, so I can tell if there's light outside. And the lighting goes off at midnight, and it was a rare day that I was going to be able to sleep in till 7:30 or 8, and I didn't want the early morning to wake me up. And I pushed those shut so gently with one finger, and, you know, I got to tell you, there just wasn't anything more than a paper-thin crack of light that came through. That's why they're so energy efficient. Plus, they're made of polywood, the man-made material that is more energy efficient. Plus, it doesn't rot or crack or peel, or it's color fast. It has everything going for it. You're going to love Sunburst Shutters, but the way you do it is by calling them. Let them come to your home, bring samples to you, show them to you, and they'll give you an estimate. They'll measure every window in your home, and they'll give you an estimate of what the cost would be, a price. It's not an estimate, it's the price. And then they'll go back and make them for each opening in your home. If you want to go see their showroom and their factory, they invite you there too. This is not somebody working out of a car truck. This is a real company, a quarter century of making the finest in shutters. Sunburst Shutters by Polywood, also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Here's the number to call. It's 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.
All right. right. Thank you very, very much. And we have our program underway. Phone number, if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP. In the more common language, that is 800-288-9227. We go to Bob in Tewakanee. Is that the town of Tewakanee, or is that at Lake Tewakanee?
No, there's a West Tewakanee and an East Tewakanee and a Lake Tewakanee, and I live at the toward the south end of the Lake Tewakanee, right on the Hunt County, Van Zandt County border, and I have a sandy soil that is a post-oak soil. It's not a East Texas sugar soil, and pine trees just don't grow well here. Now, I have a question. I have 60 Stella de Oro daylilies bedded with 63 real lilies that are about 3 foot to 6 foot tall. I want to grow more and order some from Brent and Becky's. I have about 100 regular daylilies that just don't hardly bloom for me. I want to plant new lilies with daylilies that bloom, or at least the best you can. So would you please give me some names of daylilies that will bloom here best?
Well, my experience, I have many hundreds of varieties of daylilies, and one of the things that I have found in raising daylilies since I was a teenager is that I'm going to give you a kind of a watered-down answer, Bob, to be very, very candid, because I want you to go to one of the daylily shows in June and see the ones that you like the best and ask if their gardens are open. Several of the people showing will have open gardens where you can go and choose your daylilies, and in many cases, dig them right there. They'll bring them to you.
Okay.
And even in June, or go back and get them in the fall. But people's tastes vary so greatly. There are 60,000 to 70,000 named varieties of daylilies, and it's just really hard to pick out. I'll tell you what I would do. I'll tell you one thing I would do.
Yeah.
And this is a good answer for you. I would go to the website of the American Daylily Society, and I would look at the Stout Medal winners and the Award of Merit winners. Stout, S-T-O-U-T. Dr. What was his first name? Arlen? I'm not sure. Stout was one of the very first hybridizers of daylilies, and so the singular Best Plant of the Year award is named in his honor and goes to the plant that has been voted nationally as the best daylily for that year. And if you go back about 10 years and beyond, those varieties are very affordable. The brand new ones may be kind of pricey. But that's where I would start. And then there's also another category one step down that's the Award of Merit. I think there may be, I haven't looked at that lately, but I think there may be 10 of those each year. And from those 10, it's like the Heisman finalists. From those 10, you select the Stout Medal. But those are going to be your best performers. I'm not a big Stella de Oro fan, although I admire the fact that it blooms in April and is still blooming in September.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Oh, they are. Yeah, and believe me, the hybridizer that brought that one out is, or somebody made a lot of money on it. It's done well. But that's what I would do. Stay with height. Don't get tall. You know, don't go just by pictures. That's not a good place. I'd buy from a daylily specialist. There are some wonderful daylily nurseries. I love Brent and Becky Heath. They are the best daffodil Dutch bulb people in America. They're very ethical business people. And, you know, if they have daylilies, that'd be fine. But you always get the best by going to the specialists, and that would be the local growers. And also the people who grow daylilies full-time, only daylilies. So that's my thought.
Okie doke.
Well, I appreciate your call, and they'll do beautifully for you where you are.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Folks, I'm not going to say Merry Christmas to you individually. I will certainly say it to you as a group. And if it doesn't fit, happy week. I hope you have a great week. For those in the Christian faith, Merry Christmas. It's a great time of year. The eyes of little grandchildren this time of year are just super. If you've watched my Facebook page the last two or three days, there have been some magical things that have happened for some of our grandkids, and that's kind of special. All right, we will come back to Larry in Dallas in just a moment. Let me tell you first about a very special offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and a brand new book. Ta-da! That will be released in early March, and it will be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I will tell you that yesterday was a 17-hour day. I could hardly walk when I got up from the computer and went to bed at 11:30 last night. I worked and worked and worked. Finished almost all of the vegetables chapter of my book. This book will be somewhat akin to the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening in that I'm going to give you all the details of all the trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, how to have a perfect lawn, fruit and vegetables and basics of Texas gardening. All of that information, 48 pages of when to do things, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. That's in lieu of an annual Texas gardening calendar. I'm not doing a calendar any longer. The book will have all of that information. It'll combine all the information from our informative posters, all of that into one wonderful handbook, and it's going to look great. I am so pleased with the way it's unfolding. I'm just about to finish it up. We have a pre-print offer of only $24.95, the lowest price we will ever offer. But I have an even better deal for you. If you buy my magazine at the same time, mailed to the same address, you can get the magazine at half price. So the total price of that deal is $36.90, and that is something I won't be able to repeat. This is a pre-print offer before we have to commit to a press count on the book. The magazine at half price when you buy it with the book at the lowest price we'll ever offer. You get a double benefit. That's $36.90. Call before 11 today. My office is open until 11. And yes, they'll tell you how to download a gift card so you can give it on Christmas. There's a $7 postage, by the way, on the book. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Or go to neilsperry.com.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Encore Electric Service Delivery wants to wish you a very happy holiday season and ask that as you are out doing work in your yard over the next couple of weeks, before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, they would like you to call them at 888-313-6862. They can help advise you as to whether you will be in harm's way. If you have questions, they'd rather ask ahead of time. It's a toll-free number to Encore, 888-313-6862. If after the ice storm you see limbs that are in contact with power lines, and especially if you see any signs of fire or smoking or burning, you have any kind of problem, that's the time to call 911 if there's an active line and fire. If you are starting to dig, to do trenching, to do any kind of landscaping, anything like that, if you're going down more than just an inch or two, call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. They'll tell you what the depth is. It's more than an inch or two before they have to come out, but they'll tell you what that is. 811 for that. For more information, go to Encore.com, Encore.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Julie, very, very much. What a great school. There'll be a graduation for Serenity right after the first of the year. That's going to be exciting. Norway Irrigation, my friend Bill Jensen, friend of 43 years. I wonder if he tells anybody he's known anybody for 43 years. I started out telling in his ads, I've known Bill for more than 20 years, and I mean, anybody can just add him up, so I've been doing the same thing. Norway Irrigation was founded in 1983. Bill had been a nurseryman before that. That's what he was doing when I met him. He has since, for the last 30 years, had a business based on quality. Quality of equipment, he uses Weathermatic equipment. Quality of installation. All of his people are licensed irrigation contractors, licensed irrigators. He is very well used to working with architects, designers, landscape contractors, landscape designers. Weathermatic equipment installed the very best and with a service crew that is also the very best. All of that adds up to be Norway Irrigation. Find out more at norwayirrigation.com. The best it gets, it's Norway Irrigation, the people who do my sprinkler work. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, 972-446-3292. Back to the phone lines to Larry in Dallas. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help?
Well, I was hoping you'd give me some information about a plant that was new to me this year called Bacopa.
Mm-hmm.
And I used it in a hanging basket, and it did wonderful work.
Pretty little thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And is that going to be commonly available?
You know, I don't know how common it'll be. It'll be in some of the better stocked, better staffed nurseries, the independent retail garden centers. I actually got mine at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. They have it as a water garden plant there, and I brought it home and grew it, and it just did beautifully. It is a pretty plant. I think you'll have no trouble finding it.
Did you put it in a bed or in a hanging basket?
I had mine actually in a pot right at the water on my new fountain. But it's a pretty plant, and if you did well with it, I would do exactly what you did before. It should do well for you. You know, what I like about it, it's kind of like Mexican heather in that it's a small, understated plant with small flowers. It's just charming. I really like that about plants.
Boy, I really did, too.
Well, for folks who are listening, it's Bacopa, Bacopa, and it really is pretty. Thank you so much for asking that. I'm glad you liked that one.
Thanks, Neil.
All right. Have a great week. Thank you, sir. All right. As I said, I'm not going to wish Merry Christmas unless first wished, and then I will really be profuse. All right. We go to Vivian in Rome, Denton County. Vivian, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Vivian.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes. I have kind of procrastinated on planting bluebonnet seeds that I had bought from Lawswood Farm in April. And I had read where you said you could freeze them and then put boiling water on them to kind of scarify them and then plant them. Is it still too late?
Well, there's a lot about that I want to discuss. Number one, if you buy from Wild Seed Farms, you probably got acid scarified seed. John Thomas.
Already, okay.
Yeah, John. Well, you need to look at the label or call them and ask them. John Thomas was one of the pioneers in that treatment process, the owner of Wild Seed, and it's a great concept, and it really works. I think he and Jerry Parsons worked on that together. So you might not need to do all that. Boy, that's old school. I haven't written that for a long, long time. So
I was getting desperate because a little stand of bluebonnets.
Well, let me finish your answer, because the other half of the answer is I think you might be better served saving them until late August. That's the time to plant them. They should be up and growing actively by now. And I think if you plant them now, you're going to be way behind the game on these. And unless you have just a few dollars worth of seeds, I think you'd be better off to not take that chance and keep them in the fridge until August.
Okay. That I'll do then.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All righty. All right. And we're going to go to our newscast here in just a moment. In the meanwhile, let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company. This is a great company. In fact, we had them out this week, and we will have them out right after the holidays. We have a little more work we're going to have them do, and they are just the best. They've been around since 1903, and that might prove that they are just the best. They've been doing fine plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services. We had them out for heating services. A couple things just didn't seem right. I got to tell you, they found a gas leak in my garage. I have propane in my garage, and they found a gas leak, and it could have been very, very serious. You've heard on the news. That could have been our garage, not my house. We're electric. But anyway, they found that. Their repairman found that. And I am so immensely grateful. Anyway, that's what Dallas Plumbing can do. They are just fabulous. Save 15% on a complete 15-point heating checkup. Make sure your furnace is safe. There you go. And efficient through the winter. Call Dallas Plumbing Company at 214-340-6300. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with the Dallas Plumbing Company Air Conditioning and Heating Silver Star Service Plan for just $145 for one unit, $95 per year for each additional unit in your home or business, and that includes a 15-point inspection and free 1-inch filter, and we have that service also, and that turns up a lot of things, just like I was telling you. Save energy, save space, new tankless water heater, receive a $100 discount on the installation by mentioning R13, the discount code R13, to take advantage of that offer. All of that and the finest service and the finest in everything from the company has led the way for 110 years. Owned by the same family, fourth generation. That is Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. Or see the website, dallasplumbing.com.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
We're going to teach you the principles of great landscape design all day on Saturday, February 15 at our 2014 19th Annual Home Landscape School. Again, the date, Saturday, February 15, all day. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens. And Stephen is one of the most popular horticulturists in Texas, highly sought after as a public speaker, and he's one of the finest writers I have ever read. And he is just fabulous. We will teach you principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annuals and perennials for color. It's one of my topics. How to have a perfect lawn. We will teach you how to have a beautiful entryway for your home and front yard. How to have a fun and functional backyard. You will choose a particular project you want to work on for your landscape plan that you're going to draw. You will draw that plan to scale with the help of a professional landscape designer. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project. Now, it's all day in the classroom on Saturday, February 15. Then you choose a 30-minute consultation time, either March 1 or March 2. Also, that one's in North Dallas. The conference all day on the 15th of February is in Plano. You choose on March 1 or 2 a time, and you come to finish your landscape project. This is so cool. $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Seats are selling out very quickly. Our sponsors, AgPower, John Deere McKinney, Callaway's, Encore Azaleas and Southern Living Plants, Monrovia Growers, Encore Electric Delivery, and Rubles Plants of Texas. The number to call to register, register today by 11, before 11, 1-800-752-GROW. Yes, it makes a wonderful Christmas gift. 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you call to get my brand new gardening book. 1-800-752-4769. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Merry Christmas, Jerry Overton.
And the same to you, Neil. And good morning to you. It's 8:33 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Severe weather, no problem here, but it's causing problems elsewhere. The story coming up after your first weather and traffic. Our weather and touch forecast. We're looking for clouds through mid-morning. Then it's going to start turning sunny and breezy. But it's going to be chilly today with a high of only 44. Tonight, clear with a low of 25. Tomorrow, sunny, a little milder, but still below average. The high around 47. And then for your Tuesday, look for sunny skies and warmer still, up around 53. It's partly cloudy, 33 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. We have no accidents being reported, either Dallas or Fort Worth. This report, traffic moving along at posted speeds right now. Well, hundreds of families lined up on a rainy day in Dallas before the start of the Christmas in the Park giveaway yesterday. Saturday's event at Fair Park helps needy youngsters and their parents with gifts of toys, food, clothing, household items. Some waited for the venue to open in tents Saturday morning with chilly temperatures in the 30s. Some rough weather this last weekend before Christmas. Tornadoes touched down in Arkansas yesterday, injuring at least five people. It also had tornadoes touching down in Louisiana and Mississippi, where two people reportedly were killed. Meteorologist Bill Bunning with the Storm Prediction Center says this severe weather is connected to some snow and freezing rain that's hitting other parts of the country today.
It's the same storm system. This is the warm side producing the severe weather. And then on the other side of the front, where the colder air is in place, we do have a mixture of wintry precipitation, really from the Central Plains up into the Great Lakes.
And the number of people without power climbing as the storm system stretches now from the Gulf to Canada and as it moves across the eastern third of the country. Again, we are looking for a high today of only 44 degrees. It's 33 degrees at the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton. We got more of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening coming up on WBAP.
Is there someone who has changed your life or maybe inspired you to be a better person? We want to recognize them as Hal's Heroes. Presented by American National Bank of Texas. Just go to WBAP.com and look for the Hal's Heroes story or email us your nominee to Hal's Heroes at WBAP.com. Each month's Hal's Hero will be recognized on air, featured on our Facebook page, and receive a beautiful desktop award presented by American National Bank of Texas and the Edget Company. Send in your nominee today. Hal's Heroes from American National Bank and WBAP.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Come by and check out their Chihuly-inspired glass pieces, a wonderful addition to your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
The most comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It'll be printed right here in Texas. And the special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and my website, 800-752-GROW, neilsperry.com.
Thank you. Let me tell you about Arborological Services. Let me tell you how proud I am of these folks. You know, I've heard so many people comment and have seen it on my Facebook page and heard it out on the street. I had my trees cared for by a certified arborist from Arborological Services, and I didn't have the ice damage my neighbors did. That is very common. I had my trees taken care of about 2 months ago by Arborological Services, and the only tree that mattered to me that I didn't have them do any work in is the only one that suffered any major damage. I'll have them back out. We live in a pecan forest at 11 acres, so there are some other trees that I'll need to have them do a little work on that they're not part of our landscape. They're just great. They are the people who know how to get up into a tree safely. They have state tree climbing champion has been a member of their staff. It's been different men, but members of their staff, 22 of the 32 years that the competition has been held. They've been in business for 32 years. No small coincidence in that, by the way. They are leaders in their industry, very supportive of their industry. They have plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on staff. Whether it's repair of major tree damage, removal of trees, whatever it is, Arborological Services is the best company for you to call. I'm going to recommend them with the highest of all of my thumbs up, Arborological Services. If they tell you we're still a little behind from the ice storm, you say, you bet. That's not a problem. Neil said I could wait, and I am telling you that right now. You officially have permission to wait, but get in line. Get the call in. They may be able to get out sooner rather than later now. That's Arborological Services. They have a toll-free number wherever you are, but they do serve Dallas and Tarrant counties. That's where their business is. 866-552-7267. I mean, they'll go out into the suburbs, especially to the north and northwest of Dallas and Tarrant counties. They just Yeah, that's it. They go where the trees are. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services, arborological.com. Twitter, they're at The Tree Experts. On Facebook, at Arborological Services, Inc. Oh, I like these guys. 866-552-7267 and gals. Arborological Services.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. And we're ready to go back to the phone lines. If I can help you with a plant question, give us a call right now. Lee Rise is answering the phones and running the boards, doing a double duty on this one. 800-288-9227. And I think we can get the three folks who've been waiting in this segment. Sarah and Granberry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello. I have two large, what people around here call knockout roses.
All right.
They've been beautiful since we've lived here for 3 years. No problem. I could trim them a little bit. They would survive. Now with the ice storm, all of the leaves are brown. I have tried the limbs. They don't like pop like they're totally
dead. Oh, they're
dead.
Fine. They just burn the leaves. There's no problem.
So I can go ahead and trim them and just leave them there.
All bush roses, Sarah, all bush roses of any kind, whether it's knockout or otherwise, should be pruned in February. Early February is probably the best time. You'll see landscape contractors who can't do everything on one day. You'll see them out in commercial landscapes pruning them sooner than that. But if you have the choice, the best time would be in February, because pruning stimulates new growth, and you don't want them making new growth in a warm spell right now, because they'll just have freeze damage soon thereafter. So it's better to wait a little while if you can. Knockouts have a lot of twigs and branches, and pruning them by half, which is what is recommended, prune them to reduce their height by 50% every February. And to do that with knockouts is quite a task, because they have a lot of things to cut. But that's the answer for bush roses. You prune them by half, by 50%. The first couple of weeks of February, I used to say the middle 2 weeks of February, and too many years the plants had already started to grow. So I say the first couple of weeks of February, and each cut ideally should be made right above a bud that faces away from the center of the plant. With knockouts, that's going to be kind of difficult.
Right. I have one other quick question, if you have time.
I go for it. Questions are quick sometimes, answers aren't, but let's give it a try.
Okay, I have a lot of Eleagnus. They're just growing crazy. When do I trim them?
Well, Eleagnus is an evergreen, and therefore it can be pruned any time during the winter. You could do that right now. And once again, I'd really recommend that you sculpt them back, not just take a hedge trimmer to them and whack them back. Eleagnus are large shrubs, and their mature size is going to be probably 5 or 6 feet tall. If you're trying to keep them much shorter than that, eventually you may want to decide to put something else there.
Very good.
Thanks for the call. You bet. All right. Liddell in Benbrook. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've had two or three questions answered already.
Well, that's good.
I don't know what to do about my roses now, when to trim them. But I have some large bulbs that I want to transfer, and I'm wondering, should I have them dug up and moved now, or is it okay to just have them dug up and moved?
What are they?
I have no idea, Neil. They're large. They were given to me as a gift, and the person who gave them to me is now gone, and I would really hate to lose them. But they make a lot of greenery, and they make blossoms as large as a vegetable or a salad plate.
All right, and what do the flowers look like?
They look a lot like amaryllis. Except to me, amaryllis are usually red, but...
Are these white or shades of pink?
I don't know what kind they were, Neil, but I...
Well, hang on. Maybe I can help you. Are the flowers either a pure white or pink or rosy pink? One of those shades?
Rosy pink, beautiful,
right.
Rosy
All right,
pink,
let me describe something to you, and then you tell me if this is it.
Okay.
What I'm going to be describing is crinum, C-R-I-N-U-M. One of the things that people notice about crinums is that they have very wide leaves, and the leaves in many of them, not all of them, but in many of them, will flow down to the ground. They're very long, very bold leaves, make big,
That's
heavy clumps.
It. You've described it.
All right. Well, if you have a crinum, and I'm going to qualify this by saying if you have crinum, I want you to look up crinum and see if that looks like what you have. And remember, they come in different colors. So if you open up a website and there's a white one and you say, well, that must not be mine because mine's pink. Well,
mine's pink.
Yeah, I heard that. the crinums are very, you're right, they're very large bulbs and they need to be dug with some soil around them. The time to do it would be in late February before they start growing, or in late fall after they have finished growing. But I wouldn't do it in the middle of the winter. They are just ever so gently tender in our area, and so you don't want to move them in the coldest part of the winter.
Okay. And have a place already prepared to take them up and put them right in the place. Don't let the bulbs dry.
Well, you're going to have soil around them, so yes, you need to have to know where you're going to put them, and they need to have morning sun. Maybe a little shade in the afternoon wouldn't hurt them, but not much shade.
Okay, Neil, I thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome. Have a great week and Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling. Okay, let me go to Chris in Crescent, and then we'll take our break, and that will open all phone lines as soon as we finish with Chris. That number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Chris, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Morning, Neil. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Listen, I planted a coral honeysuckle a couple of years ago on a front fence line. I've got a low fence, just an old fence that decorative fence around an old farmhouse I own. Mm-hmm. And it is flourished. And I'm a plant it and forget it type of guy. Do you trim back a vine like a honeysuckle at all? It's kind of gotten to the point, I guess, where it's gotten so mature and it's done so well. It's just sort of real thick and gangly. It doesn't seem to bloom as much.
Tell me what kind of honeysuckle. I think I sniffled when you did that. I hit my cough button and sniffled. Is it coral honeysuckle?
Yeah, it was a coral honeysuckle.
Coral honeysuckle. All right, coral honeysuckle, in my experience of growing them, is a lovely, it's a native vine, and it's a lovely plant, but it gets a little bit stemmy and leggy. The time to prune it would be right after it blooms in the spring. If you prune it now, you're going to have a lot of, you can do that, but you're going to give up this year's blooms because you'll get a lot of very strong regrowth, vegetative regrowth that won't flower. It flowers pretty much on wood that it made last year. It's going to flower on new growth, but the new growth is going to come off old wood. And so do whatever you need to do. If you need to tidy it up because it's just unsightly, go for it now. And then try to do a little more modest pruning every year right after its big spring bloom.
Gotcha. Well, like you said, it's just gotten real, real thick and woody, and it just doesn't seem to have quite, even the foliage, not so much these days.
Chris, I'll be very candid. I love honeysuckles in general. That one I have decided I'm not growing anymore. I don't have a lot of vertical support in the shaded area where I live, so I don't have a lot of place for vines anyway. But that would not be one of my first ones to replant if I ever had a fence in the sun, because it does that. And that's an aspect of coral honeysuckle I've never been as happy with. It does not seem quite as vigorous as, for example, some of the others. I like Hall's honeysuckle, which is invasive and covers everything up. People are running for their off button on the radio right now when they heard that comment. But anyway, shows I have no class, but anyway. I really appreciate your call. I would prune it as you need to, either now or right after bloom.
I'll wait till after the bloom.
All right, attaboy. Merry Christmas. See ya.
Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you. That opens every line that I have available to you right now. You can access one at a time. You can't have them all. You can have one. 800-288-9227. I'm going to give you another toll-free number in just a moment. It will be to my magazine office, where you can call until 11 to order your copy when we print it and release it in early March of my brand new book that I have been working so hard on. It's called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. My boot book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, was published 22 years ago. You think about what was going on. There was no internet 22 years ago to speak of, and a lot of other things have changed. changed. A lot of the plants have changed. A lot of the products, that book needs to be redone, and I'm redoing it. And it's highly possible people will go into bookstores in April, March and April, and they say, well, I don't see Neil's new book. Well, that's exactly right, because I'm self-publishing this as I've done my calendar for many, many years. I'm not doing a calendar any longer. I've put all of that into this book. I've also put all of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening information into this book, but this is not like a condensed version of all of these. Every word is completely redone. The format is different. The plants are different. You know, I've added on, embellished. This book is going to be the book I've always wanted to write. Now, it's going to be only $24.95. And yes, I know that's a lot less than the Boot Book has been for all of those years. It's been 25 years since I had a book that cost $24.95. This one is really going to be a bargain for you. And I hope it will be the new go-to reference book for Texas. $24.95 is the preprint offer. Once we commit to a press count and it's printed, the price will go up. $24.95, the lowest price we will ever offer. I have a better deal for you, though. If you order a year new or renewal to my magazine at the same time that you're buying the book, both of them going to the same address, then you can save half on the magazine. Save half on my magazine. The total price of that offer, just $36.90. And we have a way you can give these as Christmas gifts, even though the book won't print for a couple more months. We have a way you can give these as a Christmas gift with a downloadable card, and my office will explain that to you. Office is open until 11 today at 800-752-GROW. Call right now, but you must call before 11. 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or you can order online at neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
It's our 2014 Home Landscape School, Saturday, February 15 in Plano. It's our 19th annual Home Landscape School, sponsored by Callaway's Nursery, Southern Living Plants and Encore Azaleas, Ag Power John Deere of McKinney. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, how to design effective entries and front gardens for your home, fun patios and backyards. You'll leave with a two-scale drawing of your own landscape improvement project. We even give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional either March 1 or 2, Saturday or Sunday, your choice. Rubles Plants of Texas, our sponsor. Encore Electric Delivery and North Haven Gardens. Seating is limited. Register today. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 800-752-GROW. Or register online at neilsperry.com. That's 1-800-752-4752.
Cold one day, warm the next. Yep, that's North Texas winter weather. Meteorologist Brad Barton has you covered. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
Everybody knows Dalworth cleans carpet, tile, wood, and natural stone flooring, but what folks don't know is that Dalworth sells and installs that flooring as well. We have beautiful wool carpeting at our magazine office, and it was from Dalworth Fine Floors. My wife and I went to the showroom, and we chose exactly what we wanted. It was professionally installed, and it is glorious. I love what Dalworth Fine Floors has done for us. They can do the same thing for you. We also got vinyl flooring for our kitchen. We have other carpeting that we bought for them for our outdoor covered porch where everybody walks into our office. It's a 1927 house, and this is a big concrete porch that needed a little bit of covering to conceal some blemishes. Well, now, right now, Dalworth Fine Floors has several current offers. Heavy textured plush carpet, $279 a square foot installed. Textured Saxony carpet for $1.99 a square foot installed. New hardwood flooring at $679 a square foot installed. And tailored frise carpet at $299 a square foot installed. Dalworth offers special financing for up to 36 months for those with approved credit and free 3-year spot and spill warranty with all carpet purchases. Doesn't it make sense to have just one company responsible for you and for your flooring needs? They're not responsible for you. They're responsible to you and all of your flooring needs. That's Dalworth Fine Floors and Dalworth Clean. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. If after the holidays are over, you need the finest in carpet cleaning service, that's when you call Dalworth. Right now, for Dalworth Fine Floors, I'm going to suggest in the Dallas area, call them at 214-389-3161 in Tarrant County, 817-553-2178. Their address, 8509 Davis Boulevard in North Richland Hills. Dalworth Fine Floors. All that information is at Dalworth.com. We go back to the phone lines. We go to Dorothy in Grayford. Dorothy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Dorothy in where?
Oh, Milford. I'm sorry. It says Grayford. I don't write that. There are two Dorothys. There are two Dorothys in the world.
Well,
how you doing? Merry Christmas.
I'm doing Merry Christmas to you and your whole family.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to get together with the boys?
They are all coming, and we actually have other guests as well coming. So we're going to have a big Wednesday. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Happy Christmas.
Merry
how about
Christmas
you?
To you, and give Joseph a hug.
I will. You know I will.
I am fine. I'm going into Dallas to my daughter's for Christmas.
Super. Well, how can I help you today?
I have some snapdragon in pots out here, and they just are blooming their little heads off.
Mm-hmm.
But you know is it a spike that they bloom on?
That's what I would call it. Yeah.
All right. After that blooms, it gets kind of yucky looking.
Yeah, you need to trim that off because when they go to seed, and they almost always will go to seed, that slows down the production of more flowers. So it's
how
a good idea to snip those off. To the bottom of the flower, back to the leaves.
Back to the leaves.
Yeah, back to the, beyond the flower stalk.
Okay. They don't care whether it's ice or not. They're
no, they're
blooming.
They're pretty tough. They're not quite as tough as pansies and pinks. They're third in that list. They're wonderful in the winter.
Well, I wondered why more people don't plant them.
Well, I think probably just because occasionally they will be damaged. You got to remember, Milford, south of the Metroplex, you're about probably 5 or 6 degrees on average warmer than we are, just on an average winter, and that makes a big difference for snapdragons. They're lovely. There's a lot of plants that people ought to try that they don't. So that happens. Dorothy, I got to run. I really do appreciate your call, and I hope you have
very,
a wonderful
Merry Christmas.
Christmas
to you.
Thank
and a Happy
you.
New Year, and I've got my nose to the window waiting on the book.
All right, we'll get it to you. Thank you, Dorothy. Talk to you very soon, my friend. All right, Kate in Canton, Gary in Fort Worth, those are great questions. I don't know that I've ever had either of those questions before here on the air. I hope you'll wait on me through the news, and we'll be right to you on the other side. And I'll take both of you before I take my first long break on the other side of the news. Stay tuned. Folks, join me at Neil Sperry on Facebook, neilsperry.com. Number to my magazine office, 1-800-752-GROW. We'll be back.
Online Trading Academy of Dallas is now offering a special half-day class where you will learn how you can completely change the way your money works for you. If you've been expecting to retire with a nest egg that will last a lifetime, but now you're not so sure, you shouldn't miss out on this free class next week. In this class, you will learn how to actively manage your money in as little as an hour a week, why the 8 to 10% returns your advisor promises probably won't last, and how to profit from the next market freefall rather than standing by and watching your nest egg evaporate again. Call 888-544-7563 to register today or go to otadallas.com. That's 888-544-7563. Or on the web at otadallas.com. Since 1997, over 35,000 people just like you have learned how easy it is to do this. You can too. Join them next week at their Dallas campus and learn how. Call 888-544-7563 to register today or go to otadallas.com.
The all-new 2014 Toyota Corolla has arrived at Toyota Rent-A-Car of Dallas-Fort Worth. And for a limited time, you can try the new Corolla before you buy it, and the rental is on them. That's right. Rent a Corolla from Toyota Rent-A-Car of Dallas-Fort Worth and buy a new 2014 Corolla by January 6th, and you can get up to $250 of your rental charges credited towards your purchase. Call 972-6-TOYOTA or go to rentatoyotadfw.com to make your reservation today. It's not just a rental. It's a Toyota. Offer only available at participating Toyota dealers. Additional restrictions apply. For complete details, go to rentatoyotadfw.com.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Call 855-856-2424. That's 855-856-2424.
This is 820 AM, 99.5 FM, HD2.
WBAP.com.
WBAP, Fort Worth, Dallas. KPLX FM, HD2, Fort Worth.